Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Theater Bites review of Chromalume Theater Presents Passion, playing now at the Zephyr Theater, November 14th through the 30th, 2025. Passion, one of Sondheim's less produced shows in the catalog, receives a rather straightforward, all business, no mullet production of this melodramatic, psychological romance that feels right at home in the intimate space at the Zephyr. Before it was a musical, this story was an Italian film called Passione di Amore. Is the play Passion a musical about love or obsession? You decide. Set in Italy in the 1800s, we watch as Giorgio, played by Paul Lumama, a young, handsome officer in the military, unintentionally forms a rather one-sided relationship with a sickly woman named Fosca, played by Nora Elkind, that tests the resolves of the characters in this steamy, awkward, and unorthodox romantic drama. It was a wet one going into the Zephyr Theater on Melrose, but you know, we needed this. We needed this. Directed by James Esposito, they went pretty minimalist with the approach to the set in the musicality, relying largely on the performances, spacing, and a handful of tables and chairs, and of course the lighting from the illuminating Devin Harris, who's doing a lot of the heavy lifting in this show, the movement from the actors, and the choice costume design from Shawn LeBlanc, from the military outfits to the multiple dresses of Mary DeLand, who plays Clara, who appeared to have a new stunning outfit every time her character went back on stage. While Passion did run on Broadway and can be produced on a large scale, as already proven in the past, because of its very psychological storyline and a love triangle dynamic, placing it in this more intimate context from Chromalume, I believe, didn't hurt the story, and while possibly a more creative staging is possible, these actors did capture a lot of what makes this piece so challenging, persuasive, and unique in the pantheon of musical love stories. And as mentioned, even the live instrumentation, minimal with just a drummer and an electric keyboard, onto the performances. There's such a rich character in Fosca. Elkind's performance so aggressive, so insistent, and intense, and it challenges us to dislike the character, but somehow having you root for her as the play moves forward, like the Rocky of romantic drama. Exceptional performance from Elkind in this show. While largely serious in the role, Giorgio Loomis's the uneasiness he felt from the awkward romantic predicament made the interactions play more real when side by side with Elkind's advances. Because of where I was sitting, I was incredibly close to DeLand, who plays Clara, singing the tunes with a bright and expressive tone that not only sounded good, but also made her moments stand out in contrast to the darker, gloomier tunes in the show. Some standout tunes, I Wish I Could Forget You, I Read, and 40 Days. Minor vocal fluctuations in Issues on My Night. I give Passion an 8.7 out of 10. It's a great show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.